Now, I'm going to share some general information with you about that caregiving experience. And then we're going to detail some emotions that you might experience and what you can do about them. Now, notice I said that not only are we going to talk about some of the emotions, or I guess you could say emotional responses. We're going to talk about emotional responses you may have, but we're also going to talk about what you can do about them. Because some of this is going to, well, a lot of you know already, because you've been through it, you're going through it, and you know that it's not really an easy situation. You may have experienced some thoughts and some feelings that you would never have anticipated before this situation arose. You didn't see this coming to begin with. You had no idea that your loved one would end up in an automobile accident that has forever changed his or her life. Your loved one would witness something, some tragic event, something terrible that just threw them for a loop, and they're experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder. You didn't see it coming. Any number of situations that have just kind of crept up on you, sneaked up on you. Things were fine, and now, not so much. And so you're finding yourself spending a lot of time and a lot of energy taking care of a loved one in ways that you did not think you'd ever have to. And here's the thing. Taking care of a loved one with an illness or a disability can stir up some complicated emotions. You may have some great days when you really feel a deep sense of fulfillment and connection, and specifically with the person you're caring for. We're not just talking about the people who are in your life who don't require the special care. We're talking about this person who needs the special care. Some days when you're really going to be feeling great, you're going to be liking this feeling that you have of being fulfilled and connected with this person despite his or her condition. But then there are going to be some hard days filled with guilt, grief, anger, any combination of those. I want to encourage you, those of you who have lost a loved one to suicide, to recognize that there are times when you are truly going to be angry with that person who has taken his or her life without, in many cases, giving you an opportunity to prepare for that final departure, their final departure, not giving you an opportunity, you may have concluded, to at least have tried to help them work through whatever was going on that drove them to take their lives. You will experience, some of you may experience some anger at the deceased, at the person who took his or her life. Recognize that and be aware of the fact that it is truly understandable that you are angry at the person, because before they died, right up to the moment that they decided, that they took whatever action ended their life, their physical life, they did do you wrong. They probably didn't intend to do you wrong. That probably was not their goal. I know for some people it is, but not for all the people who commit suicide. Some people are angry and at the way they've been mistreated and dogged for years. And sometimes their parting shot is to go ahead and take their life, not only to put themselves out of their misery, but to hopefully cause misery for the person who was dogging them for so long. But very often, that's not the case. The person just wants out. And in taking that way out, they've caused you grief. Be aware of the fact that you will sometimes be angry at that person, and maybe for quite a while. Be aware of the anger, and then know that you're not just angry, but you're also hurting. You are hurt that this person could do this to you. You're not just angry that they could do that to you. You are hurt that they could do that to you and actually did it. Be aware of the pain. The pain is giving rise to the anger. And there is a super, super, super slim chance that the anger will let go of you until you're let go, until you let go of the pain. You have to first recognize that you are hurting, though. If you don't recognize that you're hurting, you won't let go of the pain. You have to know the pain is there first. Then let go of that pain so the anger can let go of you and you can begin to eventually experience freedom regarding this matter. But those of you who are living with a loved one who has an illness or a disability, pain is there for you too. And you might find that you may have some conflicted feelings. And I mean conflicted feelings where you have different feelings at the same time. You may be have days when you're loving the person and resenting them at the same time. Loving them and resenting them. It can be challenging. And if you don't pay attention and deal with this properly, it can wear you down. In fact, a lot of experts say it will wear you down. And here's the thing. No two caregiving experiences are necessarily exactly the same. What triggers one person may not be an issue for someone else. You have your own relationship to your loved one, rich and complex with your shared history. So it's important to know that there's no secret formula that applies to everyone going through what you're going through. And that formula just, for the most part, doesn't exist that will tell you exactly what you're going to feel and when you're going to feel it. There are no feelings that you, quote unquote, should or, quote unquote, should not have. Emotions just arise, whether you want them to or not. So, to give the best care that you can to your loved one, and that's what you're trying to do. You really are trying to give the best care that you can to your loved one. It helps to know the kinds of feelings that come up, how to recognize them, and what you can do to manage them. So when I come back, that's where we're going to start. We're going to start with an identification of specific feelings that can come up and what you can do about them when they do show up.